the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Nancy Pelosi emerged from a meeting of the Democratic caucus on Tuesday to announce they will hold off on a full chamber vote on authorizing an impeachment inquiry.
There's no requirement that we have a vote, and so we, at this time, we will not be having a vote. And I'm very pleased with the thoughtfulness of our caucus in terms of being supportive of the path that we are on in terms of fairness, in terms of seeking the truth, in terms of upholding the Constitution of the United States.
And in a closed-door deposition Tuesday, George Kent, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State responsible for Ukraine, told House investigators that he was instructed to, quote, lay low, focus on the other five countries in his portfolio, and defer to Kurt Volker, Gordon Sondland, and Rick Perry, who called themselves the Three Amigos, on matters related to Ukraine. This according to Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia. Vice President Mike Pence, who met with Ukraine's president in September and discussed the frozen military aid, will not comply with the subpoena of House impeachment investigators. Neither will Rudy Giuliani, ostensibly the president's personal lawyer, nor will the Office of Management and Budget, which appears to have withheld security funding from Ukraine at Trump's urging over the summer. Yes, they're also defying a House subpoena. So while Trump's stonewall remains in place for some, the parade of witnesses with real information continues. On Wednesday, it's Michael McKinley's turn in the hot seat. He's the former senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who resigned just last week, and has firsthand knowledge of the inner workings of the State Department and can speak to the morals and administration strategy there. Well, the fourth Democratic debate is in the history books. CNN and the New York Times asked the questions Tuesday night, and it was a snore fest. On top of the boredom, and with a record-setting 12 candidates on the stage, the fact that they wasted valuable time on a question about Ellen DeGeneres' friendship with George W. Bush, but asked not a single question about climate change or immigration, is a travesty. The framing of the questions was also problematic. Once again, I call for the League of Women Voters to take back control of the debates. But the Reader's Digest version is that Bernie won. Elizabeth Warren, aside from her unwillingness to answer the question about taxes going up under a Medicare for All system, held her own against a pile-on from those looking to make a move. At the end, Bernie teased a special guest joining him at his big welcome back rally in Queens happening this Saturday. The location gave it away for me. And yes, the campaign later confirmed that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will be there to officially endorse him. We'll have a comprehensive look at the debate on Wednesday's Nicole Sandler Show, heard on Progressive Voices at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific. Or after that, the podcast is available at NicoleSandler.com. The situation in northeastern Syria is cataclysmic, and it's all on Donald Trump, as immediately after a phone call with Turkish President Erdogan, he announced via Twitter on Sunday that he'd be pulling out the 1,000 troops stationed there, backing up our allies, the Kurds, you know, the people who successfully fought back ISIS, thereby clearing the way for Turkey's long-planned incursion to wipe them out. On Tuesday, Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo flew to Turkey to meet with Erdogan and negotiate a ceasefire. Well, on Wednesday morning, we learned of two developments. Erdogan says he will not meet with this U.S. delegation, saying he'll send his VP along, adding, "When Trump comes here, I'll be talking." He also announced, quote, "They say declare a ceasefire. We will never declare a ceasefire. They are pressuring us to stop the operation. They are announcing sanctions. Our goal is clear. We are not worried about any sanctions." Lovely. And as for the mini insurrection that was brewing, in which more than a few Republicans criticized Trump's actions regarding Turkey, Syria, and the Kurds, well, never mind. With obvious pressure from Trump land, Republican lawmakers are dialing back their direct criticism of the president. Instead, they're working with Trump. Yeah, unbelievable. Oh, and here's breaking news. Rudy Giuliani privately urged then-President Donald Trump in 2017 to extradite a Turkish cleric living in exile in the United States, a top priority of Erdogan. This according to multiple former administration officials familiar with the discussions. And then there's this. Charlotte Charles and Tim Dunn are the parents of 19-year-old Harry Dunn, who died after being struck by a car driven by a U.S. diplomat's wife in England. The driver, Anne Sakoulis, then fled the country while claiming immunity. So the parents are here in the U.S. trying to get the driver to return to the U.K. so police can interview her. Well, on Tuesday, they were invited to meet with Donald Trump at the White House, where they were ambushed. They learned that the driver was in an adjacent room waiting to meet them. Trump and his newest national security advisor had the press corps waiting in another room, ostensibly to record the meeting between the grieving parents and the woman who killed their son, who's refusing, with the backing of the administration, to go back to England to face the consequences. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, which means I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.